BFBS. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Royal Engineer veterans are making the 8,000-mile pilgrimage from Wales this week to visit the islands. The core of Royal Engineer maintenance team are an essential part of the tri-service capability, looking after the airfield and plant machinery, running parallel with an engineer resources cell. And I spoke to the workshop senior NCO, who just happens to be from South Wales, looking forward to meeting the veterans.
Hi, my name's Sergeant Drew Sherston.
Well, your first tour was in 1998. Would you say things have changed that much in the Falklands for a Royal Engineer?
Oh, massively. The manpower has considerably cut down, which is, dare I say, increased the workload through the nature of having less people here. The team's quite sparse. We used to have 110 people down here looking after the same amount of kit. That's been cut down to 12 people now.
And outside of work, obviously there's more technology around compared to 1998. What about health and fitness and just general welfare?
The welfare facilities are second to none. You've got oodles and oodles of eateries. If not, you can just bomb down Stanley. You don't get that in Afghan. There's more than enough opportunities. Use the helicopter option as well. The WNR clerk said it's up to you if you want to use it. But it's all there for the lads. Phones are an issue for my single soldiers, especially the cost of extra cards. It's a bit bizarre to me because we've been here so long. Obviously, there is only one company doing it. And comparing it to the time frame we've been in places like Afghanistan, them's the breaks.
What kind of inter-service rivalry went on then as a Royal Engineer in 1998 here in the Falklands?
The rugby was quite a big thing. We had quite a few characters around the place, which we carried out on a evening because the weather was quite nice as it is now. Got out and played Her Majesty's ships when they came in, and every time we smashed them.
So sharing experiences this week with Royal Engineer veterans from South Wales on how an ops tour may have changed, and after a year's posting, Drew's off to Cyprus.
Continue my hobbies, rugby, golf, bit of power boating, potentially buy myself a jet ski. Got to stay fluid, or as my boss says, you've got to stay gaseous because fluid isn't fluid enough.
And engineer hard, like a Pele box.
Yeah, so they say you can drive a Land Rover over it. It's often said if you cut a Royal Engineer's head off, the spine is in the shape of a Royal Engineer cap badge.
This is Paul Wisdom at Mount Pleasant, the Falkland Islands.
Your stories. BFBS.